This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm going to dive right in. And the reason I want to dive right in is because this is such a big story that's breaking, this Harvey Weinstein thing. But I don't care about the Hollywood part. I care about the political part. See, Holly weirdos, they hate to have their worlds turned upside down. I want you to imagine being in Hollywood and you've lived there. You know, you've survived there for decades, and you've seen, you know, you've gotten away with murder. People treat you like in ways you can't imagine. You know, the big wigs are just, the phone is ringing all the time. Scripts are coming in. People want to be at your party. They're telling you what's happening. People are in the know. You're in the know. It's just a moving and shaking town, and you got to do nothing. All you have to do is build that reputation. You have to be bigger than life. And the more bigger than life you become, the bigger you are. It's funny, I was talking to one of my drivers that picks me up for Fox, and he says, what was that guy worth, Kevin? And I said, he's worth $170 million. And he went, that's all? And I went, yeah, isn't that strange? And I go, first of all, $170 million is a lot of money. But we think that he's a multi-billionaire because of the size of, you know, the size, the enormity of this scandal. But that's what he was building towards. Guy's worth $170 million. I don't know what his brother's worth. You know, throw the company all together, maybe they were total value of half a billion, which is not nothing to sneeze at, but it's not huge money. Spielberg the guy that makes Star Wars, those guys are worth, you know, maybe close to a billion. I don't know. They're worth more than Harvey Weinstein. But he's a mover and a shaker. So you build your reputation on how big the perception is of you. And Weinstein was God. I mean, that's what, what's her name? Meryl Streep called him. God. So here's God dictating how things go in Hollywood, man. And their world is upside down now because they believed in that God. It's the same thing that happened with black folks. See, Barack Obama was God. And by the way, Harvey Weinstein and the wife of God, that would be, or the Lord and Savior, that's what Jamie Foxx called Barack Obama, praised God. That would be Harvey Weinstein. So we've got two leftist gods who don't suddenly look like gods anymore. Donald Trump has destroyed the idea of Obama being God. Obama being a savior of the leftist. Do we really need to recap what havoc this guy wreaked on the Democrats? 1,080 or 30 seats lost? Lost every special election? Lost the presidency? Couldn't drag Hillary Clinton over the finish line? Hefty, you know, bit of lifting there, but, you know, he still should have been able to do it. He's God. Harvey Weinstein, God. We're not calling him that. That's what they called him, and that's the way they treated him. And another God has fallen. What do? They don't know how to react. They're scared beyond belief, folks. I'm telling you, I really wish you could understand how fearful people are in Hollywood. And here's the thing. They're fearful from the bottom because they finally now have, you know, they can talk about it. They can say, well, this guy was a lecherous dude, man. It was horrible to be around Harvey. And they can pile on him. But they can't pile on too hard because there's still snakes in the pond. Still people there that can hurt them. Now, let's look at the snakes. The snakes are worried. Okay, they took Harvey Weinstein's name, off of his latest TV show. You can bet they are whitewashing everything he's done. Who else is looking at his body of work and going, oh, shoot. Now, remember what we've been talking about as conservatives. We've been talking about building a conservative network of, you know, like the equivalent of Hollywood. We've been saying we need to have our own entertainment industry, etc. What do you think? If you were going to do this, what would be the best time to do it? Wouldn't you like to take a lot of those Hollywood actors and actresses who have lots of talent, and they have now seen the lie? They've seen the lie of Hollywood. And they're going, I'd love to have a place to go where I can just display my art. Where I don't have to sleep with you or watch you, you know, pleasure yourself or watch you shower or have you molest me in some way or deal with your innuendo and your sexual nuance when we have a conversation. Can I just come in and do my job? Remember who argues for this? Who argues for, you know, sexual harassment training and seminars and all this stuff? Do you think they've done this in Hollywood? If they did, do you think it stuck? How many people were involved in the scandal of Harvey Weinstein? Think about it. I don't know how big his company is, but it's pretty big. They said his administrative assistants or producers would set up these girls. They would call them and say, hey, yeah, hey, I'd like you to come have a meeting with me, blah, blah, blah. And the girls would go. And then the producer, the female, would meet with them and go, hey, listen, I got to run, but Harvey's here with you. We'll talk to you in a little bit when he's done with you. And they just leave. That was the modus operandi. Just as complicit in everything that's happening as Harvey himself. So I want you to understand, folks, a lot of people were keeping this under wraps. And they've been dealing with this knowing that you're right. Knowing that the sanctimonious conservatives are right about them. They go home and hear about Donald Trump and they hear us saying, look, we support this man because there's a lot more going on the left and they don't want to tell you. And they're snakes and they're scoundrels and they're, you know, whatever. And they're going, look at them over there talking about us all sanctimonious. And then they got to go to sleep at night knowing they've helped Harvey. They helped Bill Clinton and whoever else. The people that that haven't come out of the shadows just yet. That's why they're scared. They're scared because they know you know. And they know you now have ammunition to say, shut up. You've known this has been going on. And what about this affecting all your other politics? I want to get into that in just a second with Mr. George Clooney. He said something pretty interesting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. If you want to call the show, and if you just want to check us out on demand, kjradio.com. I want to talk about George Clooney. Heartthrob. Hollywood hunk. We got to hear all about his marriage. We got to hear all about his politics. His wife, I forget her name, but she's dealing with human rights issues around these, you know, savages over in countries in Africa raping women and holding them as sex slaves and things like this, and mostly around Islamic stuff, Islamic terrorists. But don't think that makes George Clooney a Donald Trump fan, because Donald Trump is trying to take care of these terrorists. Eradicate the world of them. No, George Clooney still protests against Donald Trump. You know, because he's a misogynist. Because Donald Trump doesn't stand for the things that George Clooney stands for. George Clooney, he's on top of it. Hey, free Darfur. Don't stop the genocide. Stop all this. Dude, stop that. I've flown over there. And yeah, I've flown across it when I was on my way to, you know, do a movie in Europe. Free Darfur. Help the black people, you know, on the dark continent. or global climate change or some other such nonsense, because he's aware. See, George has his finger on the pulse of things. He, when George is close to an issue, yeah, let's put it this way. If George gets close to something, he's all over it, man. He knows it cold. There is nothing that you could say to George Clooney that's going to make him, you know, he knows it. And he's been fighting against Donald Trump. He's been fighting against conservatism. He fights against the scourge of conservatism. All you Bible-thumping, sanctimonious people, you America-loving, military-loving, capitalist-backing, whatever, gun-toting, Bible-thumpers, you are the scourge of the earth. And he knows it. He's into it. He researches it, just like he does movie parts. That's why he's who he is and that's who you are. You know? Let's just face it. He's better than we are, right? And that's why he's winning. So what's so funny about all this to me? George Clooney misses a lot. And I don't think he realizes it, so he needs me to kind of help him understand what he's missing. See, George Clooney says that he's known Harvey Weinstein for 20 years. And he said, the title of the thing I read that said, I've known Harvey Weinstein for 20 years, and I didn't know him, to be like this, or something like that. And it got me to thinking, you know, 20 years. So I've got friends of 20 years. I told you guys about one of them who was a drug addict. I went over to his house and I told him, I said, dude, you got to break this. And he lived in a dangerous area because he had fallen from grace, man. I mean, this guy was, doing pretty well to where he was living over in one of the most dangerous areas of Dallas, Texas. And I drove up there in my brand new Supra. It was a beautiful car. An old black dude that lived underneath him called me crazy. Crazy kid. Because he was like, I don't know how you drive this car into this neighborhood to go visit your friend. And you think, cops don't go get you in this neighborhood. It's an area of Dallas called Bon-Ton. If you're from that area, you know what I'm talking about. Over in South Dallas. Cops will tell you, we go get the bodies. We don't go respond. We go get the bodies. But I went to my buddy's house because he was so strung out, and I wanted to have a heart-to-heart. It wasn't going to be a phone call. It was going to be a heart-to-heart. And I told him, I'm coming by. I brought him some food, and I went there probably once a week for at least, 3 months. See, I know my friends. Now, I'm not telling you I know everything about them, but I know a lot about them. And I certainly know their character. And I'll tell you this, there are no whisper campaigns on my friends. Yo, Kev, you know your buddy Curb over there? Yeah, I mean, geez, I tell you, man, you just can't leave anybody, any girl around that guy. What are you talking about? Well, man, I mean, I've had two or three girls at the coffee shop say Kirby's been hitting on them. What would I do? Ignore it? I'd go ask the girls. I'd say, is Kirby hitting on y'all? Well, I didn't want to say anything. I'd call Kirby owns coffee shops. He's a buddy of mine. I would go to Kirby. I'd say, Kirby, come out here. Let me talk to you real quick, man. First of all, what are you doing hitting on these girls? You're married to Kelly. What's up? What's going on? I wouldn't...
Oh, I'm going to pretend I don't see it. Okay. Well, hey, girls, just try not to get locked in, put into a bad situation and, or you're just lying. You're lying. And what if it was a real job that they wanted, not a barista, but something they really wanted to do, and Kirby was doing that? Do you think I'd let him do that? What about you? You conservatives, listen to me. Would you do it? Of course not. George Clooney wants you to believe that he walks through Hollywood as oblivious as he is to politics, to what Harvey Weinstein is doing, or he's just pretending not to know. 20 years, let me tell you, the only thing I can tell you about this, if he suddenly discovered that his friend of 20 years is a misogynist at best and a rapist at worst, is what does he call a friend? Is he not close enough to this friend to help him? Don't friends know at least some idea of a problem? But certainly, if that problem is based on a whisper campaign, would you step in to help?
And then what is a Hollywood friend? Think about that. See, we kick that word around so easily. Yeah, he's my friend. I tell you how I judge my friends. I've told you this many times, folks. Will you come bail me out of jail, make me a fat loan, or give me the cash I need to do something, or would you come fight for me and give your life? Because that's what I do for my friends. I will bail you out of a situation and give you all the money I can possibly give you. I'll loan you the money I could loan you. I will bail you out of jail, no matter what time of night you call. And if you call me and you're in a legitimate fight, I'm there for you. You think Hollywood has friends by that standard? How many friends in Hollywood do you think George Clooney has by that standard? Or anything close to that standard? See, what these guys do, they make ungodly amounts of money so they can pretend to have their fingers on the pulse of society. George Clooney puts his value on the money he makes and the scripts that are sent to him. The fact that he has to do no work. People are going, get George Clooney, get George Clooney. So he believes he's something special. He knows his knowledge transcends the role playing that he's involved in. It transcends that and it goes into everything. And you know what George Clooney's thinking right now? Holy crap. If he really believes that he knew nothing about this guy, George, what else do you know nothing about? Climate change? The plight of Africans? Maybe all of your political stances? Maybe you're wrong about a lot. Because Harvey Weinstein was one of you. He promoted all the stuff you support. And you know what he was? A lying, lecherous scoundrel.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fake news. You were the subject of a fake news story.
Oh, yeah. What'd they say? I was running for president. No,
no,
I voted. No, what'd they say?
You switched your support.
I switched, yeah.
What do you make of all the fake news and it affects
If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed.
So what do you do?
That's a great question. What is the long-term effect of too much information? One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore. So what a responsibility you all have to tell the truth, not just to be first, but to tell the truth. We live in a society now where it's just first. Who cares? Get it out there. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care who we destroy. We don't care if it's true. Just say it. Sell it. Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including BS.
Wow. Denzel Washington. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. The other clip I was going to find from Denzel Washington was him saying, don't get it twisted. We're just acting. You could apply that to the football players. Don't get it twisted, folks. It's just a game. But what he said at the end of that was very profound. What you practice, you'll get good at. I wonder if these people who've been practicing covering the lies of the left, covering the Hollywood story, I wonder if you think they're any good at it. Just think about that for just a second. I think they're pretty good. I think they've actually done a very good job of convincing themselves that they're right when in fact they're very wrong. You know the thing about us that you can love us, hate us, whatever you, and when I say us conservatives, what you get is consistency. We're not, there's no moral, rift, if you will, when somebody says, oh, how do you feel about theft? It's wrong. It's wrong even under the worst circumstances. It's still wrong. You can rationalize it a bit. But you at least have to know it's wrong. You can be hungry and go, I'm going to go steal myself something to eat. I'm starving. And somebody will go, well, geez, he was starving. Kevin didn't have anything to eat. That's why he stole that biscuit. That's why he stole that muffin. Yeah, but somebody made that muffin and wanted to sell it, wanted to make money from it in order to pay his or her bills. And what about just asking for it? You see what I'm saying? See, to me, the theft is wrong, even under the circumstances. I was stealing it from my kids. My kids were hungry. I understand. Been there. Understand it well. Understand that there are kids in the world who aren't eating, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Can you ask?
Was that the only thing you could do? Of course not. But what the left has practiced is they've practiced the art of rationalization, moral relativity. And you're watching it on full display. There was a rift between Ben Affleck and the actress that, I only have her last name, McGowan. Forget her. I think it's Rose McGowan. She was in Charmed or some movie. And Ben Affleck wrote this. He says, "I'm saddened and angry that a man who I worked with used his position of power to intimidate, sexually harass, and manipulate many women over decades. The additional allegations of assault that I read this morning made me sick. This is completely unacceptable. And I find myself asking what I can do to make sure it doesn't happen to others." And he's talking about the New Yorker article. He got up and read that and he was like, well, so he tweets this out, makes an announcement. And McGowan, one of the actresses that's mentioned in the New York Times report, which she first publicly addressed the decades of harassment by Weinstein, she shot back to Ben Affleck and said, you know, I mean, I don't know what she said. They just said it was an expletive. She addressed a tweet. They said, "Recalling an alleged conversation between the two stars would suggest Affleck knew about Weinstein's actions. The two worked together in 1998 on Phantoms, but haven't collaborated since." And here's what she said. "Expletive." That he said, "Expletive. I told him to stop doing that." She says, "You said to my face. The press conference I made was to go after assault. To go after assault. You lie." So she's telling Ben Affleck, you know, what he said to her, which is, "F, I told him to stop doing that." So she's saying, "You knew he did it." And she says, "I was going to do a press conference and go after him on assault." And she says, "You lie." And this goes back to Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Russell Crowe, and others who effectively covered for him. Donna Karen is covering for him. The dressmaker. What does she know? Let me ask you this, folks. Do you think for one second that this guy hasn't done almost all the things he's accused of? They got 8 women he settled with, many of them coming out of the closet. Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, all these lunatics. Have you heard these people talk? They've built around them exactly what Denzel Washington said. They have so practiced the lie that they're good at it. They don't care who gets caught up. They don't care that it's hurt other women. Since when? How long have they gone before anybody said a word, folks? We're talking decades. I'm thinking back on the time when these girls were, I saw this girl McGowan, this lady McGowan, and you know, they showed her picture from when she was apparently, you know, sexually molested or assaulted by Weinstein. I barely knew her today. This has been so long. She's a matronly, you know, middle-aged woman now and finally coming out. How many of those? And I want you to think about it this way. Think about how powerful some of these women are. They are at the top of their craft. Angelina Jolie can write her own ticket. Ashley Judd, many of them, they can write their own tickets, and they're just coming out. Mira Sorvino, just coming out. Think about the ones who didn't get to that level. Think about where they are. They probably still don't have the guts to come out. And then you get Ben Affleck, who pretends that he's outraged. He knew about it, and she said it. She followed it up with, "You want to play? Let's play." On Wednesday afternoon, he issued a tweet, get this, folks, apologizing to former MTV host Hillary Burton after she accused him of groping her during a 2003 appearance on Total Request Live, writing, Ben Affleck, this is, "I acted inappropriately toward Ms. Burton, and I sincerely apologize." Now, Ben Affleck, who's finally admitting that he groped this girl, is now appalled and outraged at Harvey Weinstein. This is a dude, I think it was messing with his mate. They're saying Ben Affleck was screwing around so much on a what's her face? What's his wife's name? Jennifer Garner or something like that. He's as bad as Weinstein. And groping women. And then we'll have the nerve to not like Donald Trump. Why? Look at how he treats women. No, Donald Trump only said what women will let you do. I can tell, look, I've made this comment before. I was at a place with a very famous athlete, a football player, Hall of Famer. And this guy was groping women in ways we were at a, it was a gentleman's club. When I was younger, I was like probably, maybe been 30. Hanging out with this Hall of Famer. He's a friend of mine. I was trying to help him do some business. And we go to this gentleman's club. At his suggestion, he says, the food's great. And by the way, it was spectacular. These girls would come sit in his lap, and he's groping these girls where I guarantee you, ordinary mortals, we get kicked out. We get kicked out. Girls said nothing. And bouncers, because we were in the VIP area, bouncers are right there. They don't even look in our direction. That's how it was. And I know that for a fact because I sat there and saw it with my own eyes. So don't, Ben Affleck and these guys, they're disingenuous liars, and she's calling them out for it. She tweeted, this McGowan girl, she tweeted about Weinstein's scandal and chastised her fellow actresses in a post on Saturday for failing to stand up. Ladies of Hollywood, your silence is deafening, she wrote. This is a girl that's pulling no punches now. She's saying, you know what? Enough is enough. And it's been long enough. And that's what makes all of this so interesting to me. This is far gone beyond. This is decades, folks. We're not talking about something fresh and new. This is decades of leftism on display. And they hate it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us by phone. Hope you do. On demand 24/7. Anytime you want to listen to the program, we cut 12 separate segments plus the entire show, so you can do it by the drink. It doesn't matter. We love it. Pass it along. Anyway, I want to cover the NFL a bit because we're winning. And you've probably heard, I don't know if you've heard, but it looks like the NFL is going to finally work on something that says these people have to stand for the anthem. These thugleets, I call them. They may be getting the message finally, the NFL. So, remember, this began with one guy. Obviously, we now, the name Colin Kaepernick is emblazoned in our memories. And he's now sitting on the bench watching football. You're sitting at home on his sofa watching football from the comfort of his home, which I don't believe he'll get to keep very long at the rate that he's losing money. So there's Kaepernick sitting at home, one guy who took a stand. Then it got up as high as 9 guys. That's how high it got. Then Donald Trump jumped in. The president protested what he saw as an affront to America, etc. And you know what went on. And it grew to 200 people. And everybody was hoping, finally, we're going to get some numbers on this thing. Kaepernick still looking from his sofa. Other, you know, people are trying to now chime in. Now we've got sports talk show people like Jemele Hill. We've got them. They're throwing Kaepernick fundraisers and parties in New York City, trying to find him a job. Anybody. And what the NFL owners have done, and I'm telling you, there are people that probably would want to give Kaepernick a try. And you know what the owners have said? You do it, and you will find yourself penalized big time. Because everybody's asking, hey, do you think Jerry Jones is serious? Will he make those players sit out if they sit, you know, it's not playing the game, if they didn't do this and they listed a couple of big players that they have? I don't know if those guys are any good. I presume they are. And I said, I think Jerry Jones will sit down his entire team if he needs to. I think he understands that this isn't going to go away unless the owners make it go away. So there we have it. So we had 200 of 1,700 football players, mostly black, which puts the number around 950 in the league, but only 200 of them kneeled. So you're talking about 750 black dudes who said, I want no part of that. That's more than a quarter of the blacks that said, no. That's more than three quarters of the blacks that said, no, I'm not interested. Much more. So the fans revolted. It showed in the ratings. It showed in attendance. It's beginning to show in revenue. And even though the owners don't feel it right now, they feel it. They see it coming in the long run. And more importantly, let me tell you, this is a fact. The owners care a lot less about the money than they do about the prestige. See, now these guys are jacking with the prestige. To be able to say, I own a football team is a big deal, but not if it's not popular. So the number of kneelers dropped down this last week to roughly 20. But the protesters added their raised fist this time. We won't kneel, but we'll raise our fist. Now, I lauded the president for finally addressing a couple of issues. First, the lie of the kneelers. There's no reason for black players to kneel in protest of dead dope dealers and thugs who got themselves killed. That just makes no sense. It actually sends out the wrong message to kids. Second, America is way past time to address the political correctness running rampant through corporate America. And does President Trump know how and when to pick a fight? This guy's timing is uncanny. He replaced the Dallas Cowboys as America's team. He stood for the anthem, the flag, the veterans, and all of us, hardworking Americans, who fund the indulgence of these thugleets. That's why I stopped. They're not getting any more of my money. So now we find ourselves where I have predicted we would be for quite some time. So here's an article from The Hill. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said Tuesday that he believes everyone should stand for the national anthem. Goodell said the controversy over NFL players kneeling in protest during the anthem, quote, is threatening to erode the unifying power of the game. We want to honor our flag, our country, and our fans expect that of us, Goodell added in the statement. We also care deeply about our players and respect their opinions and concerns and critical social issues. The controversy over the anthem is a barrier to having honest conversations and making real progress on the underlying issues. We need to move past this controversy. We want to do that together with our players. Now, see, that's a statement of a guy that wants to have his cake and eat it too. He could have stopped in paragraph one. But he talked about, you know, it's controversy in terms of the players. He's honoring the players with this. Let's take a look at what they have to say. Let's look at how we can make progress. Whenever they use the word progress, I'm like, you're not sneaking that in on me. Goodell's statement, folks, is not definitive. It's got a lot of things that they may want to do, considering doing. We might, because he's a metrosexual wussy. He can't come out with an NFL policy that just is very clear. Like he could have said this. I got somebody wrote and said this to me, and I'm paraphrasing it, but it was essentially, if you don't honor the nation by standing at attention for the anthem, you're going to get an 8-game suspension without pay. So you'll miss half the season. A second violation gets you kicked out of the league for good. Am I making it clear enough? And I guarantee you, you won't see raised fist. You won't see people taking a knee. You'll see black dudes doing what they're supposed to do, standing there and just, you know, look. I mean, I don't care if you put your hand over your heart. But you need to just stand there solemnly as everybody else respects this nation. But he didn't do that. Had he done that, there'd be no controversy. But he even left more wiggle room. The commissioner said the NFL has, quote, worked to develop a plan that we will review with you at next week's league meeting. Now, I don't know what he's going to do. I'm curious. He said it will include items like a platform to promote the work of players on these core issues, and said the league will, quote, continue unprecedented dialogue with our players. See, I'm telling you this. If I pay you millions of dollars to do something, I don't even want you to open your mouth. I'm serious. Just come out here and do your job. Does it take millions? What can you do? I've asked this question many times. What could you do at a job to disrupt the flow of their cash or their money? What could you do and get away with that you would not be fired? I don't know of a regular job that you could say, we're going to boycott our sponsors. We're going to disrupt things so much. I mean, I get it, like a union, you know, wanting to strike. Fine, strike. Because I guarantee you, there are going to be players out there ready to play, and I'll watch scab football. I will start watching football if they hire scabs. Anyway, Goodell said, the NFL owners, they say, are considering a rule requiring players to stand during the national anthem when they meet next week. Everyone involved in the game needs to come together on a path forward to continue to be a force for good within our communities, protect the game, preserve our relationship with fans throughout the country. See, when I start hearing that, now I get it. I know exactly where he's coming from. He's going, you know what? We gotta do something different here. And I love how they think we're stupid. You know, we're not going to notice that they're like really going after us. I mean, because, you know, they're saying, please come back, please. Same thing Starbucks said. They said the NFL is best when we ourselves are unified. In that spirit, let's resolve that next week. We will meet this challenge in a unified and positive way. I hate that kind of conversation. It just drives me crazy. We will be unified. We will be in. But I'd say I don't give a crap what y'all think. I promise you I don't. You're going to do this or you can leave, period. If you got a better gig, go take it. I'm sure somebody in overseas will love to have you play for them because the numbers are there. 200 people, now it's down to 20. There are wives going, you know what, baby? You better just mind your business. That's Kaepernick's fight. That ain't our fight. We're not getting harassed by police. We live in a nice neighborhood around a lot of white people. And they ain't bothering us, and we ain't bothering them. I can tell you what's happening in their homes. Now, there's some of these girls that are, yeah, you stand on it. But let me tell you something. The minute that check stops, she's gone. So don't believe that nonsense. We are winning. This is huge news for us. And when the news breaks, I want to be the first person to tell you. I told you. I knew they were going to do this. So we'll see what happens. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson, we'll be back in.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.